It was very cold at our house. I was the first one awake that morning, and as I scampered through our personal Arctic, I checked the thermometer. It said 50 degrees. I called Mr. Furnace to come. In the meantime, I turned on the kitchen stove, opened the door, and sat in front of it to have some personal spiritual time. Now, my kids told me, with my eyes closed, it looked like I was praying to the stove. Oh, that's great. Well, Mr. Furnace came, and he finally figured it out. See, the problem was not the thermometer, it was the thermostat, because the thermometer was just reflecting the temperature. It was the thermostat which, of course, controlled the temperature. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about thermostat or thermometer. Fact is, you may be a thermometer or you might be a thermostat. Thermometer people tend to reflect the temperature of the people around them. If you're hot, I'm hot. If you're cool, I'm cool. If you're nice, I'm nice. If you yell, I yell. Thermometer. What most of us would like to be is a thermostat, someone who controls the temperature in our situation. I mean, your family sure needs for you to be a thermostat. If everyone's a thermometer, hello, chaos. The people you work with, your friends, they need someone who's under control, who doesn't go off with the stress, who's steady and caring and peaceful. Those thermostat people are rare, and so they're valuable. My friend Mark runs a rapidly growing, highly pressurized company that services some of America's largest corporations. And in the heat of battle one day, one of Mark's execs came in and said, "Man, how do you handle this pressure?" Well, Mark's kind of like the eye of a hurricane, the center of calm in this swirling storm. Actually, Mark explained his thermostatic piece in a word. He said, Jesus. Well, our word for today from the Word of God comes from the words of Jesus himself in John 14:27. He's talking to his closest friends on the most stressful night of his life, just before his arrest and execution. And it's on the eve of what is about to be the most stressful chapter in their lives. If stressful is a fair description of your life right now, these words from Jesus are for you too. Here's what he says. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I'm sure I don't have to make a list of the uncertainties in our world that could make our hearts troubled or afraid right now. I mean, there's plenty of them, and you probably have a pretty impressive list of your own. But in the midst of combat conditions, Jesus says, I give you peace, like nothing, like no one on earth can give you. Man, that's a love relationship with the Son of God. I mean, that's the secret of my friend Mark's peace under pressure. It's a peace I've experienced over and over again, from hospital rooms to gravesides to doctor's offices, airplanes in trouble, out-of-control weeks. The anchor, I'll tell you, is that relationship with Jesus Christ. And when you know you belong to him, you can be a thermostat instead of a thermometer, because you know you have an identity, you have a security, you have a love that is rooted in something you can never lose. The freedom of knowing that whatever's at stake in this situation isn't all there is. You're anchored to Jesus Christ, his unlosable love, his unstoppable plans. It's the relationship we're made for. And you've been missing it because your sin has cut you off from your Creator. It's a relationship he died to give you by paying for your sin on his cross. Invite him into the storm of your life. Let him replace it with his peace. If you want this relationship, you want to be sure you belong to him, our website is there to help. It's anewstory.com. Would you check it out today? Anewstory.com. Jesus makes a thermometer person into a thermostat who has his inner power, to set a whole new temperature. And right now, he's just waiting for your invitation.